So hurry, hurry, hurry. Visit our refreshment center now. The show starts in 10 minutes.
Your movie theater experience is going extinct, and Hollywood is preparing to sacrifice movie theaters, are the types of national headlines cinema lovers are reading this holiday season. While indoor movie theaters have been closed for the majority of 2020, many have turned to an outdoor experience.
Typically, the drive-ins closed for the season were done by mid-November, and this year we made it through the end of November, and we're actually going into the first week of December.
Rick Cohen owns the Transit Drive-In in Niagara County. In a typical year, the drive-in goes from being open 7 days a week to just Fridays and Saturdays after Labor Day. But the estimate Cohen gave for this story just a few weeks back held true, and then some. His drive-in is still open for the extended season today, and this month has seen sold-out showings of holiday favorites like Elf and Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, she's ugly as sin, but a sweet gal and a hell of a good cook.
Can I refill your eggnog for you? Get you something to eat? Drive you out to the middle of nowhere, leave you for dead?
No, I'm doing just fine, Clark.
Large family gatherings like the Griswolds won't be an option for most Americans this holiday. Still, Cohen says even while COVID numbers are high, the drive-in allows for a safe, isolated, big-screen experience.
You know, if it stays in the 40s and 50s, then sure, we'll likely stay open into January.
Despite the longer season, getting through the year hasn't been easy. Though Transit is larger than many other drive-ins, featuring five screens that can fit 650 vehicles, it has been operating at half capacity. That means concession sales, an essential revenue source for most theaters, were down. Cohen has moved ticket sales online, which has been off-putting for some patrons who are used to making a spur-of-the-moment decision to show up.
The important thing is that we create a safe environment, and we prefer to be safe rather than busy.
At the national and international level, questions continue to surround what theater chains like Regal and AMC will do, especially after Warner Brothers announced every single one of its 2021 movies will debut in theaters and on the HBO Max streaming service at the same time. For smaller, independent chains and standalone theaters, the move to back streaming offers an uncertain future. Independent theaters, like the 100-year-old North Park on Hurdle Avenue in Buffalo, doesn't plan on going anywhere, says program director Ray Barker.
Well, one of the advantages, I think, of being smaller is that you have a greater flexibility. And, we don't have the kind of, massive debt that the big chains do.
Chains like AMC have spent more than $600 million in remodeling and adding living room-style reclining chairs over the past 5 years. North Park went through its own renovations in 2014, costing hundreds of thousands of dollars. Barker says the single-screen theater and its Art Deco marquee has endured their fair share of tough times already.
So to have survived 100 years and been able to survive through national crises like the Great Depression, World War II, the ups and downs of the economy, still be here on Hurdle Avenue is really incredible.
There was a brief time this fall when indoor theaters in New York were allowed to open. North Park opened October 23rd before closing its doors just a few weeks later.
We had kind of a Halloween family classic with Hocus Pocus and The Nightmare Before Christmas, and those played very well. And we had very good audiences for both films, which made us very happy to see. And then we had kind of 2 weeks of Tenants, which underperformed, as it has kind of underperformed internationally.
Like other independent theaters across the country, one thing North Park has tried is opening a virtual cinema.
Essentially what we're doing is we're curating movies, we're selecting movies, and we're putting those up on our website and encouraging people to watch those films through us. They're helping support North Park Theater when they do that.
For the coming year, Barker says the North Park plans to host a belated celebration of this year's 100th anniversary. And Cohen says Transit plans to hold more non-movie events like concerts and graduations. In the meantime, North Park is supplementing its revenue by offering popcorn to go. And Transit is planning a socially distanced New Year's Eve celebration with movies and fireworks.
And now, on with the show.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.